says here you moved to Eugene in 2015.
I am. I'm a Midwesterner by upbringing, but I moved here in 2015.
Where are you from?
I'm from Michigan.
Oh, where in Michigan?
Grand Rapids.
Okay, I'm an Oak Park / Grand Blanc boy.
Oh, other side.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I moved here in 2015, and I was looking for some things to do with my kids, and I realized there wasn't a lot of resources. So I took my travel writing background and just started recording what we did and taking pictures.
And came up with 100 things to do in Eugene before you die. For starters, it kind of dawned on me. I thought, well, you only lived here 2015. I said to my wife, you know, as a newcomer, how does a person, and she, well, thank goodness she did it.
I did. I've done some apps before, and I've been a writer for 10 years, so I kind of took this approach, and I went to the local tourism board and collected a lot of resources and just started exploring every weekend.
It's a nifty little book. Tell us about it and highlight some of the things you found to do here in Eugene before you die.
All right. Well, the book really is organized into different chapters. There's history and culture and fashion and shopping. Outdoor recreation, which we have a plethora of here in Eugene.
Oh, yeah.
So I tried to, you know, take 100 things and divide 20 different categories for each of the chapters. And some of my favorite things to do in Eugene are the canoe channel at Alton Baker Park. And I like the museum out by the airport, the Air and Space Museum, if you've ever been there.
Cool.
Yeah, it's a neat place, and not a lot of people know about it.
I just was looking through the index of various things, and I thought, wow, I've lived here, you know, going on 30 years, I guess. And, well, I didn't know that. Hey, I should do that. So, really, it's kind of a cool, unique way to, you know, see what's right under our nose.
And I also tried to get a lot of the backstory and the history so people knew a little bit more about where they were visiting and thinking about who would read it, and maybe it would be a new person or someone that's lived here forever.
I noticed number 70, sit on the Simpsons couch at the Springfield Museum. Now, that's something
I haven't done. It is. It's on the second floor, and I think it tours, but you can go and take your picture and with Homer and Marge and the kids. It's kind of a neat place.
I know that you had mentioned, for example, Animal House, Oregon Electric Station, the birthplace of Nike, Spencer Butte, which is a fun hike. What are maybe a couple of the really obscure things that you found that maybe most people don't know about?
There's a wishing tree over by Washington Park.
What's a wishing tree?
There's a little mailbox where you can take a piece of paper and just write down a wish and hang it in the tree. And you can go and see what other people have wished for. Kind of a fun little walk through that neighborhood.
That's my neighborhood, and I walk by the wishing tree many times. I've never bothered to look at what the wishes are.
No.
You should add a wish. Maybe it'll come true.
Maybe.
I think my little dog, Minnie, possibly has watered the wishing tree a time or two. But
that's the wishing tree. You got a different tree.
Yeah, and we have other community resources like the tool lending library, and we've got, of course, the 20x21 mural project that's ongoing, and I tried to include the Eugene Fun Passport, which is its own, you know, event calendar. Mm-hmm.
Did you make it up to Pre's Rock?
Many times. I got lost. It's not an easy thing to find.
Yeah. It's up there curved around, you know, sort of up there by the Rhododendron Garden, which is a beautiful spot. Well,
yeah, you can see why it happened.
Yeah.
It's a crazy drive.
No kidding. And in terms of the response to your book, how's that been? Are you selling any, or what's the word on the street about your book?
Yeah, well, it's available on Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com, but tonight's my launch event at the Adventure and Visitor Center in Springfield. So at 5:30, I picked up snacks. If you want to come, you
can. Hey, we like snacks. All right. Yes.
And so people can come over and meet you, and you'll sign a copy and that kind of thing?
I will. Yeah, it's from 5:30 to 6:30. They're staying open a little late.
Good deal. Again, where's that at?
It's at the Adventure and Visitor Center in Springfield, which is near Michael's and Best Buy, if you you know where that is.
What's that have to do with Eugene?
I'm kidding. You know, the book does include Springfield options, too.
Nice. I guess true with the Simpsons, for sure.
And the tourism board represents Olive Lane County.
True. And we're so closely connected with our friends and family from Springfield. Why not?
Yeah.
Well, thank you for joining us. What a terrific book. We're going to go do some of the things. My family's excited.
Right now? Oh, man.
Well, not until we get off, but soon. Right. I've only lived here 30 years. I haven't done half of these things, so I'm looking forward to it. And, Julie, all our best, and we're glad you live in town.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
You got it. Good luck with your book and future offerings.
Thank you.
And congratulations for escaping Michigan. Yeah.
Yes, nice. Love the winter. Keep it up, Eugene.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you got it. All right, Julie, thank you so much, and have fun tonight. Okay.
All right, take care.
You got it. Appreciate you joining us.
Good luck.
Julie First Henning with her new book, 100 Things to Do in Eugene Before You Die. Mellencamp, Mark and John, you got 96.1 KZL.